Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are going to speak to a huge attraction today. We're visiting with Dave Coolis, who is the Director of Sales and Markets for Wyndham Mountain. And how you doing, Dave? You on the phone?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Maybe for somebody who's not familiar, start by telling us where you're located, how to get to you, and then we'll talk about maybe when did you start and, you know, how you grew and whatever.
Sure. Yeah. So Wyndham Mountain is one of the major ski areas in the Catskills. We're located up in the town of Wyndham, New York, just up Interstate 87 up to the Catskill exit, and that's Route 23. It's a really easy drive up to the mountain, up 87 to 23, and then a nice all-weather road right up to the village of Wyndham. So we're about a little over 2 hours from New York City, easily accessible, mm-hmm. and have a lot to offer here.
That's Route 21, or the exit 21 off the thruway, is that how?
Correct.
Yeah, yes. Okay, great. So exit 21. And it's fairly easy to get to. I mean, you know, you've got main roads up there that connect everything. Beautiful scenic drive. So
yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful drive, and we have some great scenic overlooks along the way. Beautiful views of the surrounding valley, and when you get up here, you know, it's a whole other world up on the mountaintop, as they say here in Wyndham. You know, it can be not feel a whole lot like winter down in the valley, but up here, it can be completely different. So we like to think that we have a little bit more snow, and we call ourselves the land in the sky here in Wyndham.
Land in the sky. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now, for somebody who's a beginner as well as somebody who's advanced, I mean, what is there any particular levels that you focus on, or what do you offer?
Well, you know, our real focus here at Wyndham is on families. We really do our best to cater to the entire family. We think that skiing and snowboarding are lifelong sports that can be enjoyed by, you know, young and old together. And so one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is that focus on the family. We have many families that have been coming to Wyndham for literally decades, multi-generational families that now, consist of grandchildren, the grandparents, their kids, and they all get a chance to ski together. So it's a real community here, a real feeling of belonging and community, and many of our families have been coming here and know other families, and they consider this their winter home.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's really a good thing. Now, if it's something where you can bring the kids and get some lessons, or if somebody's just starting out or young, maybe you want to start with the beginners and then move up to what would you do with the advanced guys?
Sure. You know, we do have a whole lot of different beginner options, and it really comes down to what our guests are looking for. We have our wonderful Children's Learning Center programs that offer full and half-day programs for kids to learn to ski or snowboard. Depending on their age and their ability level, they combine, you know, various amounts of lesson time on the hill with also playtime in a supervised environment. So it's really one of these things that, you know, parents can drop their kids off in the morning and feel very comfortable that they're going to have a great day. And so those are very popular options. Of course, we also offer both group lessons and private lessons. Group mm-hmm. lessons usually have, you know, a small number of people of a like ability level mm-hmm. in the group, and we offer those for both youth as well as adults. And private lessons are an amazing way to really get that one-on-one instruction, those are offered as well throughout the day. And you can actually add on, you know, a couple of other individuals to a private lesson. So if it's, you know, if it's two or three siblings that are at the same level, mm-hmm. or a couple, a semi-private lesson, as we call it, is a great option.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Boy, that's, you know, to be able to not worry about, you know, if you have to try to teach your kid how to ski and you don't know if, you know, you're going to do anything wrong, having somebody somebody professional teaching them. That's a big deal.
It is. You know, we definitely recommend that people opt for the lesson. I can say, as the parent of three children, I learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. I tried to teach my twin boys at a young age, and then I realized that I would have been better off to put them right into a lesson. I think they would have learned a lot faster. You know, being away from mom and dad. So it goes a long way to use the lesson programs.
Is the group lessons? Can you do like a mother daughter father son kind of thing with that? I mean, can you mix the ages, or is there strictly the children's group and then the adult group?
Well, that's where a semi-private lesson would really come in. We do allow people to do that. And, you know, it comes down to ability level oftentimes, and also whether or not the group is all skiing or snowboarding. It's harder to mix skiing and snowboarding with one instructor because they're teaching one or the other.
Sure.
But we try to be very flexible with our programs and offer guests, you know, what they're looking for. And if being together as a group is important to them, then certainly we try to accommodate.
Yeah. Now, if somebody's never skied before and they're not really comfortable yet buying skis and everything, you do rentals and things where people can get fitted in?
We do. We have a full service rental shop. We make the process easy for our guests to come in and rent, you know, skis, boots, poles, snowboards, and boots. And we have different levels of equipment. So if you're a first timer, you know, our standard rental package would be perfect for someone just getting into the sport. And if you are a seasoned veteran and are looking for some higher performance equipment, because you've been skiing for many, many years, we offer our demo center, which allows our guests to try out and ski with or snowboard with, you know, the top of the line equipment before they buy. So it's a good opportunity for them to test things out before they go to a ski shop and maybe make a purchase.
Boy, that's a great idea. That's fantastic. And I guess it's really important to be fitted correctly, right? Because the things have to break off, and there's a lot of health-related things you got to be careful of if they're not fitted correctly.
Yeah, it's best to go through the process with our professional team in the rental shop, because they're very quick to give pointers. You know, there are some common things that that we see that are little things to avoid, such as, you know, wearing multiple layers of socks. It's funny, people get that type of advice from others, and one pair of socks will totally suffice with today's equipment. And you know, doing things like not putting your pant legs inside your boots, that makes them a little more uncomfortable. So little tips and pointers that oftentimes we share with our guests who may have not tried it before.
Wow, that sounds great. It's good. Now, somebody comes and they're, you know, really advanced. What kind of, you've got different level parts of the mountain, you know, different parts of the mountain for different levels. Do you have it divided out or?
Yeah, we have 50. So we have 54 trails on the mountain, and that's about 280 acres of terrain. And we have everything from very gentle first-time learning areas to what we call in the ski industry double diamonds, which are the real expert level steep trails. So we have a very good mix here, kind of for all ability levels right on up. And and the nice thing about Wyndham, going back to the idea of it being very family-friendly, is that all of our terrain funnels back down into a common base area. So, you know, as a parent of teenagers who are certainly at a level where they could be comfortable out on the mountain with friends, it's comforting as a parent to know that all the trails lead to the same base area. So there's very little chance of kids skiing off and getting lost, you know, on another part of the mountain or something like that can happen, frankly, at larger resorts.
Sure. There's places to eat, or how do you have the layout as far as there's must be restaurants there? Or?
Yeah, we have a great variety of restaurant options. Everything from a wonderful new coffee shop that we opened this year called Last Run, right in the base area next to our ticketing area. So, if you're looking for a wonderful latte or something like that to get started in the morning, that's a great spot. We have in the base lodge we have a cafeteria called Mountain Express, which has a whole bunch of different options for those looking for a quick bite. And then Seasons Restaurant up on the third floor of our base lodge is a full service sit down wait service restaurant with a bar. So that's for our guests that are kind of looking for maybe a little bit more of a relaxing, leisurely lunch or evening dinner. We also have live music up there on the weekends, too. So,
wow, nice.
Yeah.
So that's lunch and dinner for Seasons. And then if somebody wanted breakfast and get up there early, would they go to...
Breakfast options would be the Mountain Express Cafeteria.
Mountain Express,
Or Last Run, the coffee shop that also has pastries and things like that to go along with their coffee.
Good.
We also have a mid-mountain lodge called the Wheelhouse Lodge, which is open on weekends and holidays and is about halfway up the mountain. So that's a great spot if you're on the mountain looking to have lunch with a view. The Wheelhouse is ideal.
Okay. Do a lot of people stay overnight in the area? They come for a weekend? And, some I know come for just a day, but what kind of accommodations would you, give us an idea of places to stay or what you would do if you wanted to stay longer.
Sure. Yeah, we do have a mix of accommodations here at Wyndham, and many of our guests do stay overnight. We operate the Wynwood Inn and Condominiums, which is just a mile from the base of the ski area in the town of Wyndham.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of our lodging properties. We also have new ski in, ski out condominium lodging at a property called Whisper Creek, which is right at the base of the mountain, and those are new units as of this year that we're offering. And we have a whole bunch of condominiums and private homes that we also offer through our website and central reservation service. So it really depends on what someone's looking for, whether it's a hotel room or a larger unit with a full kitchen. We have a whole lot of different things to choose from.
That's nice. So somebody can come up and stay for a week if they want, use their whole vacation time. And
we have many families that do that with kids out of school, oftentimes for that whole week. We have families that come up and stay multiple nights with us.
How far ahead would they need to call for reservations, just so people have an idea of how to time, if they want to come for President's Week? I assume you have to probably book 6 months ahead of time, right? What kind of...
Well, six months is probably is probably a little early, but generally speaking, for an average weekend or something like that, calling a few weeks in advance usually will lead to some pretty good results.
Okay, that's great. Maybe we should go through also, is there a phone number if you're looking for booking, staying, that they should call, or just is it a website thing where you go through your website?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to WyndhamMountain.com and book directly on our website. We have the ability to choose your arrival and departure dates and number of guests and check all of our availability for our lodging properties right there on the website. Of course, we do have the ability also to call us and make a reservation over the phone.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Can you go shopping up there? You have any shopping? I mean, I know you're selling equipment and things, but can you buy clothing and things like that?
Yeah.
Retail?
Our mountain sports shop right in the base area not only offers skis and snowboards for sale, but all kinds of jackets, goggles, sweatshirts, T-shirts, you know, souvenirs. So it's really a full service ski shop with a lot of Wyndham related items. So you know, it's a perfect place to get a memento of someone's stay, or maybe if you know, if you forget something at home and you're in need of a pair of gloves or something, you know, to keep you warm. We have all of those kinds of things right there at
good.
Mountain Sports.
Fill in the gaps. That's a good thing to have. That's nice. Now, let's see. I wanted, let's talk a little bit about the snowboarding, because, you know, that's different than skiing. And how do you have that set up, and what's involved there?
Yeah, snowboarding, you know, is just one other method of sliding down snow. We tend to think of it as, you know, very similar to skiing in the sense that all of our terrain is open to snowboarders, and we offer the same types of programs to snowboarders, including all of our lessons and things like that. So, you know, it really comes down to preference and what someone is willing to learn and try, but we do have great terrain for skiers and snowboarders. We have what we call terrain parks that are filled with you know, various features, jumps and rails to slide on and that type of thing. But all of the terrain parks are open to both skiers and snowboarders. So there's not a lot of distinction made anymore.
Very nice. Is there cross-country skiing at your site? Do you do any of that, or tubing, anything like that?
Yeah, we do have our adventure park, which is just across the street from the main ski area. We have snow tubing with 9 tubing lanes and a what we call a magic carpet lift, which is a conveyor lift that will bring you back up with your tube. So you no need to walk up the hill. We've got you know, a great option for tubing. And we also offer kids' snowmobiles there. So for young children, we have mini snowmobiles that they can rent out for a short period of time and ride around the track there too. So that's something that we have right at the Adventure Park, and we have lights there at the Adventure Park so that they on weekends and holidays they go right up till 8 o'clock at night there.
Wow. That sounds fun. That sounds a lot of fun.
As for cross country skiing, that is very much weather permitting. Requires significant natural snow, but we do when we have the natural snow, we do offer that at the Wyndham Country Club, which is the golf course associated with Wyndham Mountain just down the road from the ski area.
Wow. I didn't even know you had a country club. So you do golf and things like that during the year, too, in the warm weather?
Yeah, you know, we've really become a year-round area with a lot of summer-related activities. We have the golf. We have downhill lift service to mountain biking on the mountain. And many events and a lot of weddings and conferences and that type of thing.
Oh, boy, that's something. I didn't know that. Maybe you just said the word events. That's a trigger word for me. Sometimes different venues have special things coming up. Is there anything we've got? If you want to talk a little bit about, if you have any special events coming up or anything that you do
Absolutely.
Every year, you know, certain times of the year. Okay.
Yeah, we've got an exciting new event coming up actually on Saturday, February 15th, which is the Saturday of President's Weekend. Mm-hmm. We are doing what we're calling our Sky Glow Laser Show.
Ooh.
And we're bringing in a laser show in the base area of the ski area, and the lasers will actually project onto the slope, and there'll be it'll be a kind of a dazzling light show with characters projected onto the mountain and lasers overhead of our guests who will be watching from the base area. That starts at 8 o'clock, right on the back patio of the base lodge on the 15th, and sort of is the kickoff to, you know, an entire President's Week that's filled with you know, a lot of fun activities as we expect many families to be visiting us for the week.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. That's good. And then in the summer, you do special events, too, when you were talking about, you know, golf, mountain biking. You have other events that during the year then?
We do. We launched a big event last year in early August called Keg Rattle and Roll in the Catskills, which is is a beer, wine, and music festival, a two-day festival, and we're happy to say that that's going to be coming back this summer on August 1st and 2nd. So a great opportunity to sample some of the region's best microbrews and wines, and also listen to some fabulous music right here in the base area at the mountain.
Oh, book your nights quickly, right? You want to make sure you have a place to stay overnight for something like that. That sounds good. So if somebody really wanted to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb, maybe you have a website. Do you have a special number for somebody who maybe wants to bring a busload, a group coming up, anything like that, special arrangements, events?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, certainly one of the best ways to get started in all of it is to visit windowmountain.com. It's there's a lot of information on there that will walk you through lessons and programs, events and activities, kind of all of our lodging offerings, our dining opportunities. And you mentioned groups, and we certainly do have a group sales department that is happy to help. We consider groups any size of 15 or more. There is the ability right on the website to literally make a group reservation for skiing or snow tubing. And, of course, there's also contact information to call as well.
Yeah. Team building is a big deal now with different companies. So they like to have different places they can go for an offsite. You can have some meetings. You can have some fun. And everybody gets to, you know, visit with each other. So that sounds like a terrific opportunity. And you're not far away. We're in the Mid-Hudson. I mean, so it's nothing for us. It's an hour less than somebody that's in New York City to be up with you. So that's all through the website. Now, spell out Windham Mountain. Is it an MT or the word mountain and Windham, just so everybody can get the lettering?
Yeah, it's Windham Mountain spelled out. So windhammountain.com.
Okay.
And from there, certainly there's a lot of different directions that you can go in to find great information.
Do you have one of those webcam things that they have that you can see the mountain and see what's going on?
We do. We have a cam accessible right from the homepage. On the upper right, there's a link to it, and we have a live cam where you can it pans through the base area, and you can see what's happening at any given moment.
Sounds good. And Dave, we are very happy that you came on with us. This is a lot of great information, and we're going to be really, you know, letting everybody hear about you. It's going to also be archived on the website for the company, www.realcountryhv.com. So I thank you for all your help, and everybody needs to go to that website and check out what you're doing up there. How late do you have skiing? How far into the year does it go? Just to get an idea.
Well, typically we go till sometime in the beginning of April.
Oh, great.
Of course, Mother Nature has the final say when it comes to the weather, but usually it's the first weekend in April, it can vary a little bit depending on when things start to warm up.
Great. Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on with us, and I hope you have a great season.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Well, this is Marietta Allen. We're going to wrap it up. We thank Dave and Windham Mountain, and I hope you have a wonderful week.